Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we're in our second to last pod of 2022.
What a journey. Wow. We have one last one for you. And it's going to be exclusive about Miami this season. And it will include all six episodes to just really rehash it all.
We're talking all things Miami. So that'll be coming next week. I'm pretty sure I don't think that they're airing anything new next week. Either way, whatever. It's all Miami all the time. And that's how we're going out. We're going out with a bang.
Yes. We're going.
We're to Mrs. Miami. 305s over here. That's what we're going to be doing.
That's the Miami's of code.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that like what Pitbull
says? Pitbull say? Says, yeah.
Mr. 305.
Yeah.
Good times. Ending with Miami. But this week we're focusing Potomac and Salt Lake. And we've got a lot to talk about. It's going to be a tough one for Mary and I. We have a lot to say about the Salt Lake City, and I think we saved that till the end because I think it's going to infuriate us so much to talk about.
I'm ticked right now. Ticked.
While you're ticked, though, did you finish Harry and Meghan?
No. I honestly, I did watch a lot of TV on Sunday. Like, yeah. I caught up on Miami. I caught up on, like, I'm not done with White Lotus, but I watched
quite a few episodes of that. What else did I watch? I caught up on a lot of things, but not Harry and Meghan. That's kind of at the bottom of my list, but I'm still down to do it.
Oh, I walked away. I already pre-ordered Spare. That's Harry's book.
Oh.
I'm into it. I thought the last three episodes changed my opinion a lot more. But what I want for them after Harry's book comes out, I like want them then to like go on. Like walk away from this part of their lives and the sense of like just go live your best lives. That's all I want for you guys. Live your best life.
Don't you think they're going to continue to stay in the spotlight? Well,
I do think that they're going to, but I don't want them. I want them to be in the spotlight, but for like different reasoning than like leaving the monarchy or the institution, as they call it. Do you know what I mean? Like that shouldn't define them. Like go do your charitable. They do a lot of charitable work. It's like, let's have that part. You know, maybe there's going to be a Suits reboot. Who knows?
What's going on with her podcast?
Archetypes. I don't know. I'm not a fan of it.
Did they talk about it on the doc? Did they promote it?
I'm going to be honest. I really thought that I hadn't watched the last three episodes. I was like, I didn't watch them. And then I turned it on again. I was like, I watched all of this. So that was a tough one for me to pill to swallow. And I think I need that ginkgo biloba that you're taking. I don't believe that they really like talk too much about that. But I've just got to say, find you someone that like Harry who loves Meghan. Like you could just tell he is so smitten with her. Like I can't say
enough about it because I am not knowledgeable. I'm about six episodes behind.
There's only six.
I'm five behind then.
Okay, what about Winter House finale? Did you watch that one?
No, I'm so sorry. I honestly, I was committed to Miami this week. That was, you know, and I watched all five episodes.
How good. Like you kept just like, you guys, Mary has a lot to say about Larsa.
Larsa needs to lose her butt. Like, and Larsa, her face looks so inflated. It's just sad.
We'll talk about it for next week.
I know.
We'll get there. But Winter House over. Honestly, this season, that's okay.
But what
is sad about, though, is that that was Luke's final episode.
He's going to be back for Kyle's 40th birthday.
He better freaking
In Summer House.
And then we know Corey. Cast member.
Corey's in Summer House.
Yeah.
Which I think is very interesting.
How do we get so lucky?
What is he going to do on the weekends? The weekdays.
Work out.
It's just interesting.
He paints, you know, and Sierra says, like, sometimes people surprise you and they do things that you had no idea they could, like, paint.
I'm just also interested in, I like to see what they do during the week, too.
Okay.
I need more filming.
Yeah, I agree.
And I want some of them to stay, you know, I think it's realistic for a Paige to stay. What does she need to go back to the city for? She can do Giggly Squad in the Hamptons.
I mean, all she's going to do is lay in bed back in the city.
I know. There's no purpose for
I'm
her to
so
go back.
Curious if Craig
I hate
would
driving
be...
in cars in general. Like, I try to avoid that at all costs.
Like, you'd rather stay put.
I just to have to go back and forth.
Mm-hmm. What if it was a train? What if you
purposeful.
Could take a train?
I mean, I like when other people drive me. I don't like to concentrate in the car.
See, this is why we work. I prefer to drive. That's because I'm a control freak.
I hate driving.
And I get car sick very easily and people don't want to give me the front seat.
Mm.
You know, but I agree. It seems tough to continually drive 3 hours each way for like 48 hours.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem worth it to me.
Work hard, play hard. Am I right? But Luke took Ashley to Minnesota this past weekend, introduced her to his mom.
I know. I love it. I'm so into this. I think they're adorable. I think this relationship could actually work too and for a while because I think they have their own separate lives and they like go back, you know, they go to work. She takes care of her kids. They can have, and then they have like these rendezvous and it's fun. It's kind of like Craig.
They're in their honeymoon phase.
And Paige's
right?
relationship though.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's just, you know, you're always visiting, you're having a good time.
Absolutely.
Now, maybe the crossover is that Luke joins next season of Potomac.
I just don't picture her. I feel like she always goes to him.
Well, he went to, when we interviewed him,
the Rangers
game. Was going down to, no, wait, he went to DC with the, right. He went to DC. They were,
what kind of game was that? It was a hockey.
They went to the
game.
Capitals game and they went to the Commanders game.
That's true.
And then they were in New York. I think New York is probably like, she probably goes to New York when like Michael has the kids.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, she probably wants to like get out of there so that she's kind of like not reachable in a sense of like,
I'm just easy. So curious what her living situation is right now.
I don't know.
That's what I'm dying to know. Does she live with Michael?
Mm.
I think they might.
Maybe.
I have no evidence that they don't.
Where do you think she does her Tiki Talks?
Everywhere. Worldwide. She's global. Luke's apartment.
Oh, God, I love it. The airport.
Anywhere.
I love those. So, like, Ashley, like, posted, like, a pic. It was kind of like, hey, snow, blah, blah. And Robin is just, like, all of us. She just writes, so is this your boyfriend?
It's because Robin's jealous.
Yeah. 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 You know, she's never seen muscles in quite a while. Remember? She said that is a Robin quote. Okay. That's a Robin quote. Also, so like last week too, the Salt Lake City reunion happened.
But we haven't seen any of their looks.
We don't usually until it's more closer to, I feel. But like, remember, we thought, okay, Jen Shaw is going to show up. Then it was word she didn't, because the day that we recorded, basically, there was a raid on her house. And what did they find? Counterfeit designer and counterfeit bling. So it was just all fake stuff.
Doesn't that help her case?
You'd think so.
I feel like that helps the case. And then also, I mean, I'm sure her lawyers advised her not to do this before her sentencing, which is January 6th, which is just odd in itself. So
I bet it gets pushed back again.
I think we are going to get a little sit down with Andy a la Lou when he went up to the Hamptons. I think we're going to get Jen Shaw something.
Hey, Andy. Mm-hmm. Now, would you like her me to read coming her to statement. The clubhouse?
Yeah.
Her statement.
Yeah.
Statement from Jen Shaw. On September 14th, 2022, I was informed by Bravo executives that I was not invited to attend the season 3 reunion. I was disappointed because I would have no venue to confront inaccuracies and address my storyline with cast members. Out of nowhere, on November 29, 2.5 weeks ago, I was invited to attend. I was elated to learn I would now have a voice at reunion. I was clear with Bravo that out of respect for the courts and a standing judicial order, respect, LOL, I would not be in a position to discuss anything related to my legal case or sentencing. Bravo found this unsatisfactory and said they expected to discuss this quote-unquote storyline. That expectation has no regard for me or my family's well-being. So, under legal advice, I will not be attending reunion. I need to focus on the most important thing in my life, BravoCon. I'm sorry, I mean my family.
Well, and she also asked the court for 36 months in prison and said that the person Jen Shaw was in New York is not her true character. She's really the Salt Lake City girl.
Also, it's not great.
It's going to be an interesting, and I feel like the Chrisleys are getting a lot of time. Isn't Todd getting like 12 years?
I mean, yeah, Elizabeth Holmes, you got the whole thing. Like, it's just, this is
Teresa.
Not,
this is. They liked him. I mean, the situation, he got time and he was the only person in New Jersey with his same violation that actually did time for it because they want to make an example.
Yeah.
The situation, I think about him often. He really changed things around. He's a good guy. I hope she gets pregnant again.
She is right now.
What? She's having the second, Lauren?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And her name's Lauren's.
Duh. Yeah.
Don't quote me on that. I thought she was pregnant. I thought they had made an announcement.
Oh, I would love that.
Let me see. Because now it's going to bother me if I'm giving out fake news.
You guys also enjoy your holidays. You know, indulge. Keep those espresso martinis going. I know I've been having one a night, or sometimes I have eggnog with brandy. But also don't forget to get your More Labs. Go to morelabs.com/TJG. You'll get 20% off with the code. And you know, More Labs, Morning Recovery has helped me through so many times. And I'm fresh as a daisy all holiday break because of them. And it's a perfect great little stocking stuffer.
I was just going to say that. Great stocking stuffer.
For the whole family, so you're not hungover on the 26th.
Because let's be real, a lot of us have to drink to get through the holidays.
Yeah, you should be waking up and having an Irish coffee, then sip on a little morning recovery.
Okay.
Then 12 o'clock, wine time.
Oh, we're going straight into wine. Are we doing a rosé?
Yes, like a Whispering Angel.
A Vanderpump Rosé.
Yep. Then to hit the Chardonnay later on. When the actual family comes over, it's Manhattan time.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have espresso martini in the night or the eggnog with brandy. Everything. Have all the things you want, but go to morningrecovery.com. morelabs.com/TJG. morelabs.com/TJG. Code TJG.
You nailed that one.
We are going to start another Prolon journey. We're going to start Monday, January 2nd. So get on it with us, guys.
So here's the thing, guys. We know for some people this could be triggering. So skip ahead if you don't want to be a part of it. Mary and I like to do a nice little detox. We're going to start the year off fresh. Everybody knows that the year starts on the 2nd and not really on the 1st, okay?
Yeah. The first
you're allowed to be a disgusting human.
Yeah.
And you recover from the night before, or you do whatever it is you need to do. And then that Monday, the 2nd rolls around and that's when everything starts again. So if you're looking to like do a fresh start, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do Prolon. You could go to Prolon, F as in Frank, M as in Mary, D as in Doc, Dick, I don't know, whatever, .com. And you can use code TJG and get 15% off. If you guys want to do it with us, we always order the original version because we like those soups better, but there's different choices that you can do that. So I just had a friend, we had our friend that just bought one. She's going to do it with us. So if you want to do that, it's basically that
did
Monday
she use
to
the
Friday.
Code?
She did use the code.
15% off TJG,
yeah.
ProlonFMD.com. But mm-hmm. honestly, to me, this is like, it's not hard. It's a mental game. And it really is mental, a reset. Yep. And then you go into ketosis, which.
Yeah. No, I just like, it's a good way to just like restart everything. And then you're literally done by Saturday.
Yeah. No, like, I got to keep on the journey though.
Yeah. Well, of course, but it's just a nice way to start fresh for the year. So if you guys want to do that with us, get on it. We can chat about it. We'll DM about it. We could talk about it. It's a support group basically. But, yeah. Do you have any like good holiday plans? Like what are, now that we're like within, it's kind of crazy to me because I'm in LA right now. Like I feel all of my friends are still here, but usually in like past years, I feel like we're already all home, but Christmas falls on a Sunday this year. So
I hate
like,
it.
I'm like, I'm still working this week. Like most of my friends are still working this week. Like nobody's left yet.
I don't like it. I wish it was on a Thursday or Wednesday. That really breaks up the week more for me. And also, I like to teach longer. I like to teach till like the 21st. So on the back end, I have more time.
Yeah.
I think I don't go to school till January 3rd, though. Okay. But I think I'm going to go to Tahoe for New Year's Eve and ski.
That sounds lovely. Now,
booked zero, but
now somehow I think you should get like a fake ring to put on your glove so people know you're a fiancé.
Oh, sure.
You know, I just feel like you're probably not going to wear it while you're skiing. It might hurt, but like find like maybe like
it
a
might hurt.
Like if you fell or something, that could hurt your hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'm just saying like maybe you find like some sort of like plushie.
Maybe I just shouldn't wear it. I get it.
No, but I want you to have it on the outside so everyone knows as you swoosh.
Like swoosh, how like the Kardashians swoosh. When they have their gloved hands and they still wear rings.
Yeah, but like okay. I want a ridiculous like stuffed animal style.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like an oversized just stuff. I think that'll be fun. New Year's in Tahoe. I love that for you.
What about you?
My friends and I are renting out a bar.
Oh. Which one?
It's a little dive bar and we're going to rent it out and so it'll just be I think there's like 40 of us maybe that are just going to ring in the night together.
Yeah. So fun.
So fun. It'll be.
And you're going out to visit.
I'm going to see my fam in Arizona.
Let's try to get some footage of him if possible. Give him a couple drinks.
He gets
loosen
so
him
nervous
up.
These days.
Oh, we can bring it on him.
I think so too. I think we'll have to figure something out.
I know his favorite housewife is Tamara Judge. Mm. So you could talk about her return this season. And I also think Heather Gay is the new Tamara Judge. And we'll get there. And we'll get there.
Let's take a quick break, come back with Potomac, and then we'll dive into Salt Lake.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG. Okay, probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have five different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out, because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
And we're back. I thoroughly enjoyed this episode of Potomac.
This is silly, right?
This was my worst fear, is having a live event.
Oh my gosh.
And nobody coming. And
this is why we'll never do a live show.
These real celebrities couldn't fill up 400 people. Not only do they have Robin and Giselle, they also had one. They had Karen. They had Ashley. They had
Jacqueline.
They had the entire cast. Also, why didn't they, when they realized they weren't selling it out, just give them away for free to make it look like there was more people?
Here's what I would have done too. Instead of getting a 400 seat venue, I would have gotten like a 200 seat venue or like a 100 person venue. Let that sell out so that there's quote unquote demand for it. And then like add a second show.
Honestly, like, them not filling those seats with Robin's kids' friends. Was like ridiculous.
The fact
they just needed two days before
they're going to view the venue and they're talking about how they need to sell tickets. I'm like, 2 days before?
Also, what did they spend $10,000 on?
And how does there a $14,000 profit? Because that means that they got their money back from $10,000 and then profited $14,000, meaning that they really actually made $24,000 with a $10,000, you know.
I do think at those live shows, that's where you really sell your merch.
Okay, to what, 10 maybe people? Maybe
the VIP package.
So someone DM'd and they said that they thought the regular tickets were $75 and the VIP were $150. And I'm like, nobody's paying that. Okay, now granted, we have gone to Lou way too many times.
I think people would pay $150 because if they're guaranteed a photo with them, that's kind of worth it.
$150 is a lot.
But the guaranteed photo? If that's like your idol,
let's get better idols, guys.
No, I mean, if you're super into them, no. I'd probably do it.
No, you wouldn't. You're a fucking liar.
No, I might.
You would not pay $150, Mary. You'd haggle.
You
would haggle your GA ticket to get into VIP. You know you would.
I'm in a different placeholder because I feel
what does
like,
that even mean?
Well, I mean, I know I couldn't do that for a Lumineers concert. Like a Lumineers concert, I have to pay. But I feel like a Bravo thing. I feel like as doing this podcast, I deserve it. It should get into these places because I'm bringing it to the community, you know?
Wow, you are a martyr for the Bravo community.
But I know like,
you're a giver.
You know, I'm not going to be able to do that for
real famous people.
No, even just like, you know. Other shows that are non-Bravo.
So anything
like, there's no special treatment.
Like if you went to like a Sister Wives live show.
Oh no, that's still in the reality TV realm. Okay.
So reality TV is okay.
But I'm saying, yeah, like I pay for concert tickets. Like there's no Yeah.
You know? Oh, on a Sister Wives note, by the way, my mom and I will do an extra podcast, but the second part of the tell-all does not air until 1-1.
Oh, so we got some time.
So I have to wait because otherwise I thought it was going to air on Sunday, but obviously Sunday's Christmas. They're not airing like new episodes. So
really holding you guys back.
I mean, it's like Janelle announces the separation there.
Okay.
You know, we got to watch it. We got to have the details before we go full in, you know, but we will. We had a lot of people message that they would love to hear more about Sister Wives. I mean, who knew there's such a Sister Wives community?
Oh,
we are all Sister Wives.
Paula Zachariah.
Okay, back to Potomac, though. Like, yes, I just don't understand. First off, I was dying too because Karen goes there with notes. And I know I'm already, you want to just start at the beginning before? Am I going too far?
Doesn't matter.
I just love that Karen's doing her, like, what not to do. The host literally introduces Robin Bryant. Oops, that's his ex-girlfriend's name.
Just like, what not to do. Don't hire a drunk host.
Yes. And then Robin's like, can you hear me? Oh, God. You can't hear me. Okay.
Make sure your microphones work.
Ashley Darby, get up here for some Tiki Talks and some random people from the audience. No,
okay, that I think was cute and fun. I'm guessing it went on a little too long. I saw that list. And
yeah, it was too many.
Too many. That needed like five.
Not even. One.
Okay.
One TikTok dance.
I thought I couldn't believe they actually got Juan Dixon up there.
Juan was like, by the way, I'm going to wear a hoodie and jeans. I'm not dressing up for this.
Also, I just thought it was hysterical where like before when they're talking about the event, she's like, well, you know how Juan forgets things like that. I'm like, oh, did he forget he cheated on you too? And
did he forget you guys got engaged? Did he forget about the deed to the house?
I mean, he's pretty forgetful.
Like, Robin, that's not good.
I do want to say at the beginning of the episode when Karen goes over to Giselle's, Giselle looks amazing.
That hair color on her is
everything fresh, amazing.
She looked fan-fucking-tastic. That's
the best she's looked the whole season.
Her best look easily, by far.
The girls got the Gucci necklaces. It was sweet.
Okay, so here's like what cracks me up about like that gift. That's like when I was like poor. And like my sister turned 16 and I was like, I'll get her a Tiffany's keychain. Cause like that was like the cheapest thing on the menu kind of thing. You know, like that's like what Karen did with like Gucci. She's like, here's a necklace. It's from the Gucci outlet.
No, I thought it was sweet. I know, I had the Tiffany's keychain as well. And the ball used to always fall off on the end. It's so funny. I have right in front of me, I have all my jewelry. I have the Tiffany's heart.
Oh my God.
I have the Tiffany's lock keychain.
Yep. Had that one.
The balls.
Obviously. Yep. The little, yep.
And that's a little.
Yeah. I had the car keychain. I had all that. I had, oh my God.
Maybe I could give these to my kids.
Vintage.
Why am I saving this? This is rusted sterling silver.
Throw out an old jewelry cleaner. Shine it up like new.
That's when you know you grew up in the 2000s.
Yeah, well, it was Tiffany's and Jessica McClintock.
And your fake Louis Vuitton.
Okay, I still have Louis Vuittons.
Okay, so.
Did I ever tell you guys about this story about my mom? I have a really funny, sorry, I'm going off detail.
Go ahead.
So my mom used to have like an Airbnb.
Okay.
And the way she like decorated is there was like a hutch in this room. And
you told me about the purses.
She put the purses on top and she once put like this Louis Vuitton purse up, but it was clearly a Canal Street Fluey. Right, I was like, do you think that people think this is a real Louis? And like either you're setting them up
and you're like
you're just displaying a random one. And then it's like a picnic basket purse. Like those are like the two things that she's presenting. And I'm like, what do you think? She's like, no. And I'm like, they either think you're trying to set them up or that like you're a dum-dum who it's a Fluey.
I mean, I guess it's art.
No, it's not. I don't understand.
She's since removed that. I'm glad. I'm so glad.
I mean, I just like, why? Why? Anyways, that was always so funny to me about her. Let's see what else.
Okay. So then basically though, like when Karen is at Giselle's house, Giselle's like, so I have a lot. Were you in Miami? Because a lot happened there. And here are my questions. Did Mia buy Jacqueline a Porsche? Because she said, If I'm looking good, my friends should be looking good, and they should be driving Porsches. And literally, Karen's facial expressions in this moment, I was like,
this is Karen's episode as a reactor.
I'm like, Karen, do you have dentures in right now? Like, or did you just eat? Have you ever eaten a persimmon, the wrong kind of persimmons? And it literally immediately like makes your,
I don't like, even, like a warhead.
No,
like the sour kind of thing.
Yeah,
no, like, say like a literally like super sour.
Yeah, if you have the like wrong kind of persimmon, like there's certain persimmons that you can eat, and there's certain persimmons you could bake with.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know that I've ever eaten a persimmon.
Oh, they're delicious.
It's just a great very fall random
fruit. Yeah, I eat them like apples. Persimmons, or you cut them up and put them in your
oatmeal. Literally don't
you
even know that. I don't know bread. What a persimmon looks like.
They're orange. They're orange and they're oval, I would say, round.
What? I'm going to Google.
They're hard. They're delicious. Really good roughage for your body.
I'm going to be honest. You are not selling this to me right now.
They're delicious. Everyone's going to I'm going to be like, are you a persimmon fan? That's a question for tomorrow.
A question for tomorrow.
Okay. Interesting. I don't think I've ever eaten.
But anyways, her facial expressions had me howling.
She was
or like, cracking. Or I felt like she was holding in her dentures. I was confused, you know? And then she was talking about the shower scene, and Karen's like, well, obviously they got in front of the window because they want to be seen. Like, this is their thing, you know?
I didn't even think about that until she said that. And I was like, Karen, you're right.
It's also just amazing.
Voyeurism.
Obviously, like, this is probably the most, like, fluid cast. And, you know, they say all these things about, you know, like, Ashley Darby. You know, she's like, well, yeah, we had an open marriage or we had threesomes. Or, yep. And it's, like, not a big deal. And that's, like, well, that's what's going on with G and Mia. And you know what? If you just own it and admit to it, this isn't a big deal.
Well, I also am like, we should be like, Mia's been dropping hints if the whole this time.
Happened in Beverly Hills. Oh,
it did. Remember, like, Brandy, like, the whole thing is like Kyle's like, I can't believe it. I mean, remember Fernanda and the OC?
Yes.
You know, right. It's like, I just think it's funny that they're like, Mia is literally showing you guys, like, she's telling you guys. So nothing should be surprising to you. She's
right. And Jacqueline, like, already admitted it too.
Yeah.
Earlier.
So, it's just like, but it's so funny because Giselle, again, still no storyline, is like, okay,
I'm going to go fishing.
Yeah. The Chris stuff not biting. Okay. Right. Let's go back. And then Mia gave us a little bit. So let's start this thing now. Let's push the Mia storyline. Okay. I don't like Mia. I don't like her anymore.
She doesn't bother me.
I don't trust her at all.
Absolutely
and I don't,
not.
And I feel like she's too much of a grifter for me to, like, get fully on board with her. Because I'm like, I don't like what's happening. Okay. We'll get to when Karen goes over there. But then, so poor Wendy.
9-centimeter kidney stone. I asked Michael, I was like, have you ever had that one that big? And he said no. No, he said no.
I was looking for that measuring.
They have to, but that they somehow break it down inside of you to get it out.
Ugh.
Sounds very, very painful.
Then her mom drink said, water, everyone. If Mary, you have a water next to you?
Tea.
Let's be Heather Gay and Jen Shaw, and let's have a chugging contest of water.
The green peppermint tea from Trader Joe's is my favorite tea. It's seasonal right now. It's a peppermint green tea. To die for.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you put anything in your tea or is it just good without? Like, you could just.
This peppermint green tea, you need nothing. Love it. If I'm going to have a Lipton's, I will do milk, not half and half, not cream, milk.
Okay. But what if you had a
smooth move?
A cookies and cream creamer. I like to do that with an Earl Grey.
And in tea?
Yeah. With an Earl Grey tea.
Oh, interesting. Creamer, I more put in coffees.
Well, yeah.
Even right now, I will do, like, coffee with a little eggnog. A little hit.
Okay, Marisol.
A little hit. No, eggnog is non-alcoholic.
Oh.
No, but you can do eggnog with brandy, and it's delicious. It gets that thickness out of it, and it's just warm and delicious. And I think it's good for your throat.
That is something Marisol would say. Like, Marisol's been made being an alcoholic her entire personality.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yackies.
get back to this.
Okay. Also, the Wendy's mom, like, being like, all right, would you like a pork chop and some red wine?
Could you just imagine, like, if water, you just soup, left the hospital and someone's like, you want a pork chop?
A pork chop. Like, the red wine, maybe. The pork chop is a hard no for me.
The red wine, no. I don't think you should be like, let's get some water in her.
I'm not agreeing with it, but I'd rather have the red wine over the pork chop.
Sure. But then I'm like, then Wendy's mom is like, by the way, you just got out of the hospital and you're trying to rest. When are you paying for my boob job? It's like, stop bringing up the boob job. This is the second time she's brought up Wendy needing to pay for her boob job.
Also, Wendy is in full glam. Or her baby's feeding her.
Cameron is so freaking cute.
It was adorable. I just, this scene, I was like, is this completely fake?
Like, no, a poor thing. When we got the hospital scenes, like, and Eddie was filming, I was like, you could just see, like, I could feel that pain that she was, I'm like, oh my God, this poor girl. I'm so glad she's, like, doing better.
Laughing with her, like, purse on the gurney. I don't know. That just made me laugh. I don't deny she had the kidney stone. I know that was real. I'm not saying, but I deny the when she came home. I don't think that was just when she came home.
Oh, maybe she was coming from upstairs or something.
She was full game. It was a couple days later, for sure.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
That's why her mom was like, yeah, you want a pork chop and red wine and get me a boob job? Because it's been 2 days since you've been out of the hospital.
Would you buy your mom a boob job if she wanted it?
Do I have all the money in the world?
You have Wendy's money.
I don't know what Wendy's finances are. Sure. Sure. Help people out.
Yeah.
What about you? You
want Tiggle Bitties, mommy? You got them.
I think she wants them reduced, right? Reduced and lifted, probably.
Great.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, sure.
It's kind of unfair. I feel like that should actually, if you want that, that should be for free. And same with tampons.
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
Tampons should be free. That should be paid for the government, just like COVID tests are. Tampons should be free. And you know what? And I want the good tampons. I want the pearl tampons, okay?
And let me tell you, okay, I don't know if anybody watched the World Cup, because I know that there's two different people. If there's crossover, great. Me, I love the World Cup. Okay. One of the guys at one point, I think it was like in the group stage, got hit in the face, got a bloody nose, stuck a tampon up there. If men were using tampons as nose stoppers, they'd be free.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Or there'd be like the women's tax. You know, like if you buy a pink razor, it's more expensive than like buying a men's razor. It'd be that same kind of shit. Like, oh, sorry, these are only tampons for your nose, not your vagina. Right. Fuckers.
No. And also, yeah, I just feel like as you age, and if you want a boob job, or like people that lose weight and want to get the fat reduction, that's not medically paid for. That's fucked up.
Yeah, I think Mary knows what she's doing with the rest of her days off the rest of this year. She's protesting.
I gotta fight for women's rights. Free tampons, free boob jobs. And
they're like, Mary's like running for city council. And they're like, and what platform do you sit on? And she's like, free boob jobs and tampons for all.
I know. Anyway, sorry.
Back to Potomac. Okay. So then we're at Candace's music video and Trina's there. And I'm cracking up because Trina's like, Candace, stop fucking thanking me. I'm literally here. I'm shooting the video. We're here the 31st. I got it.
Is Chris still her manager? That seems like that's fallen off.
I feel like she's upped her game a little bit more. I think Chris is out.
Also, how do you make money from a music video? She spent $25,000 on it.
Did she say she paid $25,000?
I don't
know. The label. I think the label might have.
I don't know.
Because I think if you have Trina, I feel like that probably gets you a little bit more press and pull. We haven't seen the video yet, have we?
Not that I know. But honestly, do you make money from music videos?
No, but you love
like
a music
on YouTube?
Video.
Like on YouTube,
maybe,
perhaps?
Sure.
Yeah. And I actually kind
I think
of felt
it's more
bad
like
for her.
Music videos are almost more like brand awareness and to get more plays for the song so that you'll go stream it or you'll go buy the album or you'll buy the single.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I did feel bad for her because she is in this category of a housewife doing music. And it's like, she is to me in such a different category than that. I mean, it's
been like, Kim Zolciak.
Lou. Yeah. You're not Kim. You're not Lou. You actually have a voice. Like
you should be going the Candy route, even though exactly. Candy came in a star, but like she's right. still taken very seriously as an artist.
They should do something together. How have they not?
I would love that.
Yeah. That would be
She'll
great.
She'll be like, won't you come back? Come back. And then Candy be like, I fly above all. You know, like I think that there could be a remix.
I would love to see that.
I love that idea.
Did you like her new pink hair and her confessional?
I did.
See, I actually love pink hair. I think it's super fun. This was a miss for me, though.
Okay. I could see that because I did feel like she needed a bit of a shadow root on it.
There was something,
or maybe it was like it wasn't parted too deep.
I only got one take on it,
or maybe it was the color of her jacket because she had a bright colored jacket on as well. Like maybe the hair just needed to be the focal point.
I'm just obsessed with that red look with the hood. That's my favorite.
Yeah,
Whitney Houston to me.
I mean, I love Candace is killing it this season.
I agree.
She's really killing it this season. I'm just proud of her because it's like they're trying to ice her out. They're trying to ice Robin or Wendy out. And you know what? Candace doesn't care. She's doing her own thing.
I enjoy that for her. Good for her.
And you know what? Dorothy was on her best behavior. I was looking for how close a purse was to her. And there was no grabbing for it. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we're at Robin's house. Okay, guys, what? Robin, if you don't want to get married, then stop having a storyline for 7 seasons, okay? Because it's like you're literally afraid to ask the man who cheated on you for an infidelity clause. Now, if he's not so worried about cheating, then the clause shouldn't matter.
Good point.
Right? So he should just say, sure, put it in there. We're moved past that. And then, you know, you still want to gaslight her ass, Juan? Tell her, put it in there and say, you can't believe she'd think that of you.
Do you think they're just really carrying this out so like they can do the Jamaica thing next season.
Does anybody want to see him married anymore?
I don't think anyone's rooting
like,
for them.
Giselle's like they got engaged like 4 years ago. Like
Giselle's nobody's
like,
rooting for them.
I mean, it's not that I'm not rooting for them. I just don't care. You know,
no one's into it.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, he's not that. We're not those people. And it's like anytime somebody asks Robin about the wedding, she's like, I don't know.
I think she's got a good excuse right now, though, saying it's just going to be the four of us. It's just going to be small. It's going to be us in Jamaica.
Stupid.
It's about the boys. Great.
Stupid.
Okay. Now Karen goes over to Mia's house to bake some cookies with the daughter, who's freaking adorable.
Love her. So cute.
And Karen's like, so I gotta like clear the air about a few things. I heard a few things from my friend Giselle, who I went over to her house. It looks terrible, except the chandelier. But so I hear you like shower together with your friends. And she's basically like, yep, pretty much. You know, we've done some weird promiscuous things
together. I wanted to be a gynecologist, so I took a flashlight and basically shoved it up her cooch. Like, you wanted to be a gynecologist, so where's your college degree from? Where are you going to med school?
I think she was just checking out if she wanted to look at vaginas all day. So,
oh,
sneak peek.
I guess not, because she's not one.
No, she did ended up
she
not.
She did not
to
go
do
that route. She took right. up the joint,
but then she does admit to having sex with Peter's girl.
Well, Karen asked if it's Peter, and she said, yeah. It's his girlfriend. But right. We knew her first.
Right. So basically, her G and Peter's girl would all have a good
Mia
time.
Mia likes to watch. She likes to watch. It turns her on. She wants to watch.
But do you think she also participated?
I'm sure she did, but I think she also enjoys watching.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, do what
but
you
also,
do.
This is, once again, not a big deal.
And she's just like, okay. Karen's like, okay. Then we get to the live show. We do the live show. It is whatever. And then they're like, hey, so a quarter of the audience are Potomac castmates or friends of and
friends. Okay, honestly.
I mean, the amount of, how long do you think that show was too? Here's the difference too. Giselle though is a natural born host.
I completely agree with that.
Like even like, her mile long entrance, like welcome to Reasonably Shady. Like you can tell she has like,
Reasonably Shady.
Like you
she
can,
has like a good performer voice.
Oh, she is a like she's a host. Like she can command the presence of a room. And then there's just Robin, who's just there. And it's like, it's basically the, I feel like it's like the Giselle show. And then Juan. Yeah. And like Robin
Juan
just
was
comes
the
on.
Most interesting part. I think she was genuinely scared too, Robin. I can feel like that.
Nerves.
I don't love public speaking.
I know. I mean,
perfectly
one
fine.
One time we went to the Crappies and we went on stage to present an award and you said, I think I might shit my pants.
I don't like it.
Yeah. You did fabulous though. You were wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're a star. You are a G Lily if I've ever seen one. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Guys, G Lily, I'm obsessed with Southern hospitality. So Mary, if you haven't
I watched another episode, but I'm two behind. So I'm only on episode two.
Okay. So this week though, she goes over to Maddie's house and Maddie offers her coffee and she says, or she offers her a milkshake. She's like, oh, no, I can't do dairy. She's like, but I'll take coffee and I'll take creamer. And she's like, I thought you said no dairy. She's like, oh, did say that, but I'll take creamer. And then she's like, I like mac and cheese. She starts naming all these other dairy products of things she likes. But then it's like, but other than those 14 things, I don't like dairy. I can't have dairy. Like this bitch is a star. The mix delusional. Of confidence and delusion is just like Sheena walked so Grace Lily could run.
I love that. I love that for her.
Like, so, I mean, it's pretty... It's not as good as like, it's not as good as Vanderpump season one. Nothing ever will be. So like, just stop thinking that. But if you watch the show for what it is, which is absolutely nothing.
It's amazing.
It's so good.
I enjoyed it. I was at the go-kart episode and she has a confrontation with the boy.
TJ.
Yeah. And he stood his ground and I was on his side.
What? Yeah. TJ is a jelly.
Work at Scandia. There's children there.
I like when they're like, this is a work event at a Palace Park Bullwinkle's go-kart place. It's like,
I'm shocked we've never been here on Southern Charm.
Are you shocked though?
This seems like something that they would do.
Yeah. This is just
an activity.
This is
like daytime activity.
This is like maybe Southern Charm season one. Not anymore. Now they're, you know. They're going elsewhere. This week, too, they take an RV and they go to the Charlotte Speedway. And Maddie decides that she's going to have sex with her boyfriend in the RV while they're driving there. And the door just opens wide open. And like Joe Bradley, he does not like that. He does not like that. Somebody told Joe Bradley one time he was hot and he's never let it go. He's never let it go. And he's a mix of Patrick Bateman and Craig Conover for me. And it's a little scary.
Oh, okay.
He's like one of those like, yeah, like nice guys really finish last. And I'm like, where's the nice guy?
Okay.
It's not you, Joe Bradley. Never trust a man with two first names. That's what they say.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Also, shouldn't we just follow Craig, Austin, and Shep for next season of Southern Charm?
I mean, I know that's what you want.
Let's really do that, though.
Okay.
And then Shep and Austin went to Australia. I would have loved to see more about that.
And they met up with Hannah.
Yeah. That would have been fun to see.
Mm-hmm. Good eye, mate. That's all I have.
Okay. Sorry. So okay, going back to this. So Jacqueline and Giselle sit down at the end.
And yeah, and Giselle's like, so, and she's like, I didn't get the answers I wanted when I was talking to Karen. And so I need to ask you some questions. And like Jacqueline's like unsure of the story that Mia's been telling people.
She does not know
what
to say.
She's so nervous. She's like, you should ask
double
me.
Check.
Like, you'll have to ask Mia if we've done anything inappropriate or she bought me a Porsche. Like, did she buy you a Porsche or not?
I know Mia's like, well, the car's in her name. And Robin's like, well, yeah, when Juan was making money in the NBA too, he bought people cars and they were in their name too. So,
and so and in case you Mia's, get pulled over, the car then, is still yours. It's on your registration.
Then, what was the thing about Mia saying that Gordon doesn't have money?
What? I didn't. I must have missed that part.
I swear Mia was like, well, they don't have money. I thought she said Gordon. Like almost like she was the person bringing in the bacon. Oh, which also is interesting because I'm like, we know what happens.
But also, like, where is she bringing in the bacon from? Her Potomac paycheck?
The joint?
But she literally does that with G.
I don't know. I was confused. Maybe I misheard it.
No, I mean, you totally could have. I missed that. But it's just, like, funny because it's, like, Mia is, like, they're just – Mia's wanting to tell this whole story.
Jacqueline, like, basically admitted she slept with Gordon and Mia's watched because it, well,
no, I didn't catch that. I thought no, she said Gordon was not for her.
But then, but I feel like she was backtracking because she was like, what do you know? And then if that had never happened, she just would have said no.
Yeah. Well, I like when Charisse was like, so let me tell you, if somebody asks if I've slept with Juan, I never say, go ask Robin. I say, no.
Right. So that, so her, it was like a mission of guilt.
Again, like I feel bad for these friends of that come in just to basically blindly defend their actual friend because they get the worst.
Not really friends, which is even sadder.
Give her a cherry blossom.
And now Mia's never going to get to watch her again.
Oh, maybe she'll hate watch.
I loved her comparison. It's like watching a music video or going to the concert.
And honestly, she said that. I was like, oh, I can, I get that. Oh, I do get that. It's like when you go to a Broadway show or that you have to watch the original Broadway play, but on TV, it's not the same. Don't give me Hamilton on Disney Plus. Take me to the show. I'm not going to give up my shot.
No. And then the one-liner at the end, how many showers does this take to get a car? That was a good one. That was a good one. I loved this episode. I just thought it was
next week we really get
embarrassing and
next week now Ashley's Muppet friend. Candace, where do you come up with this? The Sesame Street character. Where does she come up with this? Now she says both Chris and Eddie at the same party both tried to hit on her. Get out of here.
Where do they get these people?
Where?
It's so embarrassing.
Oh my God. It's like they just go to the river because there's thirsty people there. And that's where they get them.
That's where you go. Go down
yeah, that's
to the
where
river.
You go. You go
take
down to the river.
Take me to the river. I want to go. Leon Bridges, come on.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't
take
following
me
the tune.
To your river. I want
to
go.
Take us to break with one more of that.
Take me, little girl.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back.
Little girl.
The little girl one, that I wasn't ready for that, but I wasn't ready for... Okay, let's talk about the theories that we think happened based on after watching this episode.
No, but you have to go through the whole, like... Okay, we had a clip had been released on maybe 2 days ago,
a couple days ago. Yeah, that so, was showing the first part of In Heather's Room.
Right. So I watched that and I was like, okay, where are we going to go with it? Okay. Then rewatching it, and I just, Jen basically comes in the room, you know, she puts on the wig, she's kind of being silly, and she's like,
first off, the beginning of the episode is cracking me up. It's like all these like splices, like previous,
like they're just, I like, thought my internet was going
me
down.
Me too. Oh shit.
My streaming.
But I was like cracking up because it's like, it's just this big, it's like flashbacks, everything that's happening. Again, we've only been in San Diego for 2 days. 2 days.
Day three,
Meredith and Jen run into each other in the hallway there. Jen hasn't taken off any makeup. I mean, we find out basically that they've gone to bed at 5 a.m. and it's like 11:30 by the time. So then we go, Heather texts Jen, is like, get in my room.
So I think that Heather and Jen had already talked before the cameras went up.
Okay, so I have a controversial thought of what happened.
Okay. Hang on.
Yep.
This is Jen's second time seeing Heather's black eye, and they already have.
This is what you think.
This is what I think. And they've already negotiated what the story is going to be. Okay. And the story is between them two. They're the only two people that actually know what happened, because Heather told Jen she got hurt last night by herself alone in the casita.
Okay. So that's your theory. My theory, this is very far out there.
Sure.
Oh, Heather and Jen got wasted and they were going to hook up.
Okay.
And Jen headbutted her on accident. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's where the black eye came from. That's where the scratches on the back are from. And that's why there's lipstick all up and down her arm. That's theory one. Okay. It could be theory Z too. It's very far-fetched and very out there.
The only thing is I'm going to debunk this theory.
Okay.
Because it seemed like all the women kind of left Heather's room at the same time. It's not
maybe that's what editing wants you to believe. Jen was the last out the door.
Okay.
Maybe they were watching. It's like a music video versus a concert.
Just saying.
No, because like the footage at the end that they're showing us is only of that one like security camera. And you can only see who's coming in and out of the room.
I'm saying maybe Angie, because okay, we go. So that's one theory that could be.
What's your other?
Second theory is, and now I've seen some clips and people have sent some things, when they played that human soccer ball thing the day before, Dana ran into Heather. Heather like was holding on to the handles and it looked like the handle bopped into her sunglasses, which bopped into her eye. And then she literally fell back and like sat on the ground. Like she kind of like, whoa, like a little dazed. So that could be that it bumped there. And then it started to, because then people were like, did you notice like her eye was kind of getting a little bit more swollen, looked kind of a little bit bruised throughout the rest of that day. So then she went to
also
sleep.
Debunk this because well, I think this
you're not
kind
debunking
of,
anything. You're just giving a you're just rebuttal.
Okay. Because I think this type of injury, you like you immediately know it's going to get swollen. It's going to bruise. I've seen many a
she
playground.
She might have known that.
I've seen when this kind of a fully covered swelling happens, seen many a playground accident.
Well, but
in
if
my
you notice,
13 years of teaching.
But if you watch the
you
episode,
know right away that it's gonna shut.
But at the, if you watch the episode though, by the time they get to dinner, which is basically 10:30 p.m. that night, Heather's got purple under the eye finally. It's gone, the black has gone down. So it looks like it's kind of a slow burn. The whole thing. So it could be from
no
that.
But it's already opening again.
I know, but the underneath is all black and blue, which it wasn't that
right,
morning,
which that makes sense that accumulates over time.
Okay
then what's your other theories?
My other theory is that she got drunk and fell, hit a doorknob, ran into the bushes outside, something stupid that the cameras weren't able to catch because there wasn't anything there.
So I think she either hit a door handle, hit any kind of edge, perhaps a nightstand, the coffee table. I think the scratch.
Any solid object.
I think there's lipstick on her. And I do think there's that one scratch that is overleft. That scratch should be from Jen Shaw from the sailboat earlier.
Guys, I don't think Heather showered from the night before. And I think she purposely left that lipstick on her arm for people to ask questions, even though she doesn't want to talk about it.
She is completely creating a story. And I think the only two people that know the true story are her and Jen Shaw.
But here's what bothers me, though. If Jen did this, which it feels like is being insinuated, somebody did this, like almost that they wanted it to seem like Whitney was doing it. But the shock on Lisa and Whitney's face and Meredith's face, like that we got to see on camera, and Dana were pure like, what the F?
Like Angie, when someone hurt you last night, this is scary.
Angie, I don't feel like that was the first time that she'd seen it, or Jen had texted her about it, or something had happened, because she was kind of like, oh, and then like looked over at the girl sitting on the couch who hadn't seen it. Was like, oh my God.
Right. No, I bet Jen Shaw filled her, and you're totally right. So, and this is definitely, do you not agree with me that this is the second time Jen has seen her when she, they, first
I think, met. Yes, because it was very like when Jen came in there. I'm like, okay, that was my friend. I would have been like, holy shit, are you okay? Like when she's like, wow, what happened? Can I touch it? Have you put ice on it? Here's one cube from the freezer. Like, doesn't he like give her a wrap thing? Like there's something very weird about that whole thing.
And Heather nervously laughs as she says, Jen's like, I'll go get you ice.
But then when Heather's like, we need to come up with a story. I'm like, why do we need to if Jen's not involved?
Right. Well, and then she's like, the lipstick or is that scratches? And then she jumps to, is there any on your back?
That's like, Meredith.
Oh, was that Meredith?
Meredith asked if there's scratches on her back.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't think so yet. Wait, I think Jen also asked, because I wrote it up here, is there anything on your back? Which I just was like, that's like a really random question to ask. And then, Heather's like, I don't want to get anyone in trouble, Jen. I need you to help me figure out if someone wants to talk about what really happened last night. And then she switches it to like, we need a cover story.
But that's the confusion for me is like, why do you keep saying like, if someone wants to talk about what happened?
She wants to, because, and then is that her asking Jen, Like, do you want to talk about what really happened?
Like, am I protecting Jen because of her trial? Right. Am I or what? Like, because I'm like, who are you protecting?
The only person that it could possibly be, I think, is Jen.
I agree.
Or Heather herself. Or right. Jen was, like, involved in some way, whether
she was present. She saw for it,
was in the room. Maybe, like, and they got a little rough and pushed her.
And instead of Jen saying, why don't you say you accidentally fell? Everybody was really drunk last night. You could easily say you fell. Nobody would think none the wiser. Like, just go with that. She's like, why don't you say a spider laid eggs in your eye?
I know. What? No, and then I also think it wasn't Jen because she's in her confessional, like, making up funny things of what could have happened. Like, she's like, you know, she invited someone over for Tinder and it got right. Rough.
Yeah.
Like,
she got a bar fight. You went out without me.
Yeah. Because I think Jen really does know the real answer. And the real answer is Heather is actually just really drunk and has it up for years and is, like, horrified now.
Oh,
Heather needs to cover a story because she doesn't want any of the ladies to know what her true authentic self is.
Except that they all saw it the night before, you know? Right. But it's like, it's just so interesting. She's like, I just, like, need a cover story because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Who is anybody, though? Because nobody, like, again, half the house was sleeping and half the house was with you till 4:50. And, like, sorry, I don't think it was Meredith and I don't think it was Angie.
Right.
And so
then,
like,
and then Heather's like, okay, so the story is I don't know what happened.
Which is like, okay. And like the way that she's like so dramatically like taking off her sunglasses every time, like, okay, she's wearing those. But then, okay.
Then we'll Meredith comes over.
Then Meredith comes over and she's like, Meredith. And she whips him off those sunglasses. And Meredith is in like shock. Like she is, like, she has no idea what to say. Like that is a genuine reaction. She's absolutely not that good of an actress.
No, absolutely. She's horrified. She's like, but then what happened to you?
But then, like, Heather is like, is it obvious? I'm like, what story are we playing here, Heather? Are right. you a victim of something? Are you covering for something? Mm-hmm. Are you pretending it didn't happen? You don't want to talk about it. Like,
and then she's like lane. showing her arm. And Meredith's like, when did this happen? We were with you till 4 a.m. And Meredith is like, did she fall? You know,
Meredith even says to her, like, I think, like, I would just have assumed, like, you, like, Meredith's basically saying, if you told me you fell, I'd believe it.
Yeah. Like, it's also like, that's not a big deal. Like, and then, it's and then just Meredith's an accident.
Like, she looks what, like she's what is been more physically
disgusting is that you're trying to make it seem like someone hurt you. That is fucking disgusting.
Well, and if something did happen, then yeah, you should be saying it right. was Jen. It was whoever. Like, whatever right. happened, like, you should be, like, saying it. Like, I'm sorry. Right. It's just the whole thing. The whole thing is so weird to insinuate all this stuff.
Meredith is like, it seems like she got physically battered, you know? Yeah. And like, Heather's like, I don't want to talk about it. And she's like, I don't recall.
Well, then Meredith's like, so you do know what happened. She's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. It's and like, then okay, she keeps on alluding that I don't get other people's, you know, in trouble. But
like, Mary, you know when, like, you're like random, like someone from high school, you went to high school with, that you're still Facebook friends with because you're like a nice person. Sure. And they're like, hi, I'm commenting from the hospital.
Right.
And people comment like, oh my God, are you okay? What happened? And then they respond like, I don't want to talk about it. Or like,
yeah.
You know, oh, send me a message if you want to know what goes, like, you're vague booking. Like, who does that? You want this attention, right. but you give right. us zero details. Heather, right. that's what you're doing.
Right.
Like, it's so annoying.
Yeah.
So then we go. So then that's why I was thinking, oh, then maybe Jen Shaw's titty popped her in the eye.
Like a nipple, a hard nipple.
Yeah, because it almost suffocated Lisa Barlow.
I know. That was pretty funny when Lisa was like, I had a near-death experience with Jen Shaw's titties last night. Those have got to be hard.
They look very hard. You know, she's basically like, she was suffocating me. And then, like, I couldn't, you know, they're
right.
I couldn't breathe.
But also before they all come together, Lisa and
Whitney
are talking about, like, Meredith being a puppet master, and she alludes things to get other people to talk about it,
which
and,
is so like, true. I love there. That Whitney.
Yeah,
Whitney will still fall for it every time, but at least she knows though that is right. what Meredith does, because she did it for Lisa later. And
the whole part is that, like, yeah, Meredith just wants to take down Lisa Barlow because of this rant,
and it's like, you can't. And we'll get there. We'll get there too.
Okay. Also, let's talk about the outfits. Jen Shaw is wearing like pigtails, like, but she's
Britney
like
goth. Spears baby one more time, but in but leather like pants and a black. Yeah.
Like Baby Spice, goth Baby Spice. Barlow is in like this blue silk number.
PJ Meredith set, is in kinda.
all red.
She's Meredith is wearing this like off the shoulder red knit with pink inside, and then like Clueless. Like was giving me like Clueless vibes with the clips in her hair.
Yeah. And then Whitney's like in this lime green
Whitney's
number.
Whitney's really been rocking these green silk two-piece outfits this trip. I like it. Both Dana and Angie are kind of in these floral two-pieces. Right. Heather's in a floral top and like Bermuda shorts.
Good. She looked good.
Yeah. No shower though, so because she wanted people to point out the lipstick. And then she changes her sunglasses to see-through glasses, but doesn't want anybody to talk. Doesn't want to talk about it. Why don't you wear the black sunglasses then? Because you want to talk about it.
And then so she takes them off and then she goes, well, I think we all know what happened, but we don't want to talk about it.
Like, what?
Nobody knows what happened.
Nobody knows
what happened.
Literally, I'm like, the only four people that would know.
And then one the producer, already doesn't. The producer's asking Heather, you know, what do you think happened? She's like, well, what does it look like?
I don't know, Heather.
And she's like, Heather, but she's like deflecting, trying to shut it down, but then blaming someone, but then acting like it didn't happen. And then
I want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
It's very, very confusing.
But maybe somebody wants to talk about it. And then she's like, guys, I don't want to make this trip about my black eye. It's like, okay. Like, you know what? If you didn't want to talk about it, get on a flight and go home.
If she didn't want to talk about it, to be honest, she should have just like kept the glasses on and then like later on in the day been like, all right, I'm kind of embarrassed. There was a little incident last night.
She could have said it right away. Right away, she could have taken the glasses off and said, guys, I don't even know what happened. I obviously had a good time last night. If this is how my eye looked, like, let's like, I don't ask questions because I don't have answers because I think I fell and just hurt myself last night. And nobody, and you know, everybody's
like, Whitney's like, I'm super worried. Like,
Whitney is like, wants to
very concerning. Yeah.
She's like so thrown off by this. Like, did somebody hit her? Like, I don't understand. Like, what happened? Like, we all know what happened. What happened?
Right. So then we go on the go-karts and Heather was like, I'm going with Barlow because she'll just talk about herself the whole time.
That was pretty funny though. When they're like 20 minutes later.
And then I was like, did Lisa really not ask her one thing? And Lisa admits to it later. And I was like, Lisa.
Wait, but also why did only the drivers have to wear helmets? None of the passengers had to wear helmets.
That's scary. I don't know.
Like, what was that? And then I don't know if you noticed, but they were like showing like how they were like kind of starting the racers off and they spelled within wrong.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Oh, on the version like I saw, I was like, it was like W-I-T-H-N. I was like, where are the editors there? Okay. Have you ever seen those cars in San Diego?
No. They have them up here.
Would you want to drive those?
I think I actually, you know, I'm a big fan of a duck tour. I think
love a duck tour.
I think it's great to do a little, like if you get to a new city and like to do a little tour, like the first stage.
Like so
you
the
get
double like double decker bus kind of thing.
Or any, like for me, 90 minutes, you know, I don't have a long attention span, but just get like the lay of the city and the different neighborhoods that you want to go back to and like eat at basically. Okay. So I think this is fun.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, everyone's like trying to figure out what's going on. I'm like trying to like read Jen because when Jen was talking to Meredith and Heather earlier, like too, like she kept like kind of almost stumbling. Like we're trying to figure out what our covers are. We can't remember what happened. Like she was kind of like stuttering there. And I'm like, what does Jen Shaw know?
Jen knows. Jen knows whatever happened. Jen knows about.
I feel like it could have been that ball. I don't think Heather knows. I really don't think Heather knows unless they were hooking up or it was her tip. Okay.
Okay, so then we unfortunately no rollerblades were available, only skates, only the roller skates.
But that's perfect for our girl, Lisa Barlow. That's where she spent her youth.
That was like much of a difference. I haven't been on either in years.
Excuse me, roller skates, you stop with the front of your toe and rollerblades, you stop with the back of your foot, Mary.
I never use the brakes.
How do you stop?
I think I always just like.
Are you like a T girl? Like yeah. you perpendicular like them?
Like skiing. Like okay. Go in.
Oh.
Oh. Pizza.
Pizza French fry.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Did they get like cotton candy ice cream?
It looked like a bubble gum or like a sherbet type.
Not my first choice.
Well, then they don't worry. They let it melt on the cement side. So don't worry about that.
I know.
Between that and like Lisa Hochstein, like chucking her popsicle in the sand at the dog party. I'm like, we don't care about frozen desserts. I know.
Okay. And then the other group, you know, Heather's like, I want food, wine, and fun. She had no problem drinking the rosé the next day. Like, wasn't horrified by herself.
Don't talk about my eye. And then it's like, I'm like, this is really interesting. That Whitney says, like, what we're all thinking. Like, is Heather covering for Jen? Mm-hmm. Like, is it because of her trial and she doesn't want to, like, get her in trouble? And then I'm thinking, too, like, okay, if Jen did this and it wasn't an accident and it wasn't, you know, and it was like on purpose, right? It wasn't from a hookup. It was from like a hi-ya! And she just like elbows her straight in the face, or like punches her. I don't know. Whatever it is. I mean, Jen's nails, they're all on. I did look at every finger to check.
No, it could have definitely been an accident done by Jen, like in an accident way.
But then I guess at that point, I'm like, if it was a legit accident, she's like, hey, I don't want to get you in trouble. I'm just going to say I was drunk and dumb. Like, that's why I'm like, yeah. The insinuation is that it was done on purpose in a fight of some sort because accidents happen.
What is Lisa Barlow's line about lying? Like the truth.
Oh, it's better to have a bad truth than a good lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, well, but if she wants to cover for Jen, she could literally say, oh my God, we were messing around and I bumped my eye. Like we were just like playing around and I like it. I mean, spiders laid eggs in her eyes. Like that's what we're going with.
No, it's so bad.
You know, it's so stupid.
And then Meredith's like, so whatever happened to you is not okay. It's like, very concerning and you're not sleeping alone tonight, Heather. And then, Heather's like, just like respect that I don't want to talk about this right now. And we can talk about it later. It's nothing you should worry about. And I've got it handled.
Like, which what I'm like, does
I've
that
got
mean?
It handled.
Got what handled?
Right.
Like, what's happening? And then the producer's like, so you're not going to tell us what happened? She's like, I can't. That's the game of all this. I'm not going to say it until someone else says it. I'm not going to spew my theories. I'm like, theories? That means you don't know what happened. And then, like, you want somebody else's theories? Like, there's a game of Texas Hold'em? Like, no one's showing their...
No, it is, like, it's, like, honestly, like, really scary. And I feel like she's, like, so corrupted by the church in a lot of ways. Like, don't actually tell... I'm, like, going fairly psychological and very deep, you know, because you have that psychology major.
Right. So. Well, and it gives... It's a minor. so, but I'll let you borrow it for this week.
Sure.
I heard it's transferable.
No, but it's like it's almost like the church like has taught her to like lie and do cover up and like we're gonna take care of one another and or like if it's something so embarrassing about yourself, like never actually admit to it. Like don't show your flaws, don't show your embarrassing mistakes, like don't ruin your perception.
But then it's like interesting because Heather's like, you know, the first person I'd usually call when something like this would happen. I'm like, how often is this happening? I know. I was like, it's Whitney. And, you know, I was giving him grace because Joseph lost his job. And then, like, Jen, like, starts bringing up. So then it's like, okay, so now we've talked. We're chatting. Right. We are chatting. And we're going to, you know what, to deflect from Heather and all this nonsense and potentially something coming out about Jen. Let's go to Lisa.
Right, right. No, and it's like, well, now basically Lisa and Whitney are friends because Justin doesn't have a job and like John Barlow doesn't really either. And that's their friendship is based on their husbands not having jobs.
Which is like how all good friendships exist. So I see nothing wrong with it. Oh, your husband doesn't have a job. Mine either. Want to be best friends?
I know.
Did you also think, okay, when they went to the go-kart place and the guy came out that like owned it, he looked like Justin. I thought no, it was Justin. I'm like, he got a new job. He's a go-kart guy in San Diego.
I didn't know that. They'll probably like open a trampoline park or something.
Okay, Alexis Bellino. Jimmy the Chin.
No, okay, so and then they're like, let's start talking about this $25,000
I don't
crowd
know where
budding.
It came from. That's like Meredith. I don't, someone sent it to me.
And she's like, I would like never crowdfund at this stage in my life. And then it's like, it, literally like Jen Shaw's looking up. It's called Jack Henry Spirits LLC. And
I love too, like, Jen Shaw is so knowledgeable on why you would do an SEC filing for new businesses. She's very well versed at all of this.
And Angie's just kind of sitting there like, what the fuck? And she's like, there's no way she's broke. Like, I know what house she lives in. I know what car she drives. I know her husband. Like, they're not poor. And if that is considered poor, then I am okay with being poor.
Yeah. Well, and at the same time, while they're
in that car ride home, it is just fucking Heather and Meredith talking because they've had just enough wine to get out all their feelings. And I think they also forget that
the camera, but then you see, like, the producer is in the full shot the whole time.
I know. I guess they just stopped caring. They got that perfect amount of wine to say what they were thinking.
Oh, and like when Heather's like, you know, I thought Vita was a big player in the game. Like, you're such a fucking liar, Camille.
I know.
Like, you're just trying to like deflect onto Lisa, which is like, who cares at this point? It's like, Meredith, I get it. She obviously very much hurt your feelings with the whole thing. But if you guys are going to move on, then move on. Because what it is like, now you bringing it up again. It's, we all love Lisa. We all love Lisa, and just enough. And like, I love that Whitney's telling her too, Lisa's like, it's just so funny because like Meredith's digging and she tells us like, don't talk about family. Don't talk about children. Don't talk about business. Get what? She's talking all three about me now. And then when she said.
My favorite line from Lisa Barlow, and I've said this for years. I don't pop pills, bitch. You do.
Well, it was, I don't pop pills, bitch. ..
You do.
Yeah.
We knew that.
Hot mic. We knew that. Loved
it. But then what Meredith will do at the reunion is be like,
I can't believe you would insinuate I have a pill problem when I had a family member who went through something at one point in their life.
Yeah. Or like, I have depression and
that's going to affect Seth's 4,000 employees. Not him being creepy in the bathtub with me while I rub his taint with my toe.
Oh, stop.
He said, don't rub your taint with my toe.
I know.
No, it's.
And then I also like that Angie's definitely coming back next season. She's like, you know what? We know Meredith's like birds. And guess what? Birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah,
they're seagulls. They're seagulls.
And they go shit everywhere. I was like, the delivery was a Faye Resnick delivery for me, but I was still in. I was like, yeah, okay, we're stretching there, but I like it.
I know. They do, like, Lisa Barlow's like, I feel like Mariah Carey. They're so obsessed with me. Why are you so obsessed with me?
One of my favorite memes to always send is the Mariah Carey I don't know her meme.
Yes.
Like, whenever somebody at work is like, hey, can you give me the contact for, like, blah, 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 and I'll just send that.
Yeah.
Like, you know her. That is your friend. I'm like, oh, okay, sorry. Just like, leave me alone.
How does Jen Shah have this fucking eye patch? That was even creepier. Did she send someone out from the Shah squad to get a patch during the day?
Maybe a Greek god?
I just don't understand.
It's just very interesting.
Okay.
Then.
So I'm getting so mad watching this. Like, I'm like pissed.
I let her text you. I go, I've had to pause this episode so many times because I'm upset. I'm upset. Yeah. I'm infuriated.
Okay. So I think this was the moment for me.
Okay.
That Heather Gay turned into Tamara Judge from this season where she became Tamarat. And I think we got her kicked off the show, in my opinion.
Us personally.
Yeah. And then she's like, who pissed in Lisa Barlow's Diet Coke? Like, you know how I love an unchanged Lisa Barlow. I cannot wait for this dinner. I was like, this is disgusting. Like, you're so pathetic at this point. Like, you're
These
so
gays
excited.
Are trying to kill us.
You're so excited.
That was her
to
Christmas
like,
card caption. You're it's so from White Lotus. You'll get it.
Okay. You're so excited to like drop this like 25,000 moment
SEC filing.
And
it's like, first off, the only 25,000 moment that will live in infamy are about the sunglasses.
Also, Heather, how many loans do you have taken out to open up your second beauty lab later?
Also, like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. It's like who creepy when they're like go into
like when they get
their
excited
finances
about these
and
It's just weird. It's weird. God, this is like a show of like housewives that pose. God. Yeah. And then it's a Greek night. So they're all dressed as different Greek goddesses.
Nobody knew who each other were or
like, no. And everybody was like too scared to ask too. You know,
also, I mean,
Helen of Troy, Lisa, not a Greek god.
or goddess.
I also mean, this is legit sixth grade. Like, you learn about Greek mythology in sixth grade.
Oh, my God. Aphrodite. Come on. Like, goddess of love. Like, I can remember in fourth grade, and I'm aging myself, but we'd go to the computer lab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
And we'd learn PowerPoint. Like, we'd do PowerPoint, and it'd be where you, like, the words would come from the side of the screen. And, like, we had to do it. I had to do one on Aphrodite. Oh, cool. I was like, just give me the Oregon Trail.
Carmen Sandiego.
Give me a Carmen Sandiego. Give me QWERTY. Did you have QWERTY? You know, the no. ones where QWERTY, who's a little character from QWERTY on your keyboard. QWERTY?
No, I don't recall.
Mm. Well, sad for you. It's kind of like it was a typing game.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay. So Angie, she's getting carried out by these men. Everyone gets an evil eye necklace.
No, correct me if I'm wrong. The necklace that Jen Shaw gave to Angie because she couldn't put it on herself, was that an evil eye necklace? Was that an evil eye necklace?
That's so funny. I thought the same thing.
Okay. Okay. So, interesting. So now she's got two.
Right.
Or maybe she's like, I don't need one anymore because I've got one. And then she's like, Heather, you don't really need one either because you got one on your eye.
I know.
It's like, did she paint that? And then I'm thinking, okay, the bus got there at 9 p.m. because Angie says, like, oh, it's almost 9 p.m. I'm like, what time are we sitting down for this third activity of the day?
Oh, wow.
So that was like them arriving. Like, yeah, because they were all in glam. I think
that's their, like, whole thing, too. That, like, just sleep deprive them so they're
– yeah. Jen Shaw's wig is literally, self. Like – I'm like, where is the hairline start on this wig? It's so low down on her – as someone with a small forehead, when you have that real estate, don't get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get rid of it, okay?
I get it. Okay. So then finally, like, Whitney knows – she's just like, so who brought up this SEC filings with Lisa? Because we know you guys were talking about this all day.
Well, because everybody's coming to the table too. And Lisa's like, yeah, I'm fake as fuck. And then here's like when you know Jen feels guilty too, though. Because she's like, what, Lisa, why you got an attitude with me? Lisa, I'm just your friend and I'm coming to dinner. And she's like, bitch, you were just talking shit on me.
All right. Then why are you so obsessed with my SEC filing? Why are you talking about my business? All you guys do is chit chat about me. And Meredith, I literally had one bad moment, our whole friendship, and you're never going to forgive me. I've said sorry a million times. You can't let it go. And now you're trying to destroy my husband's business, my business, my kids.
Don't you come for Fresh Wolf.
Yeah. And my marriage. Like, fuck you.
Well, it's just like funny because it's like, obviously you're mad that I did that. So, right. I mean, you're not Michelle Obama-ing it here. When right. I go low, why aren't you going high? You're right. Going low with me. But as then Candy once said,
also Meredith can't admit to anything. She's like, I never said your husband doesn't work.
Well,
and
then
I know you have a job and you guys have a company.
Well, and they're like, and so you brought it up. She's like, I talked about it maybe in passing. It's like, Meredith, shut up. Like, yours is the phone going around with the information about the SEC filing. How do I know? Because you have a pop socket with an M on it. What other woman in that car of Jen right, Shaw, Heather right. Gay, and Angie K have an M in their name?
Good point.
And it's the Meredith Marks logo. Like,
that's very true. And then Heather.
Don't try to detail orient me, bitch.
Right. No, and then Heather's just trying to deflect this. She's like, Angie, that is such poor taste that you downloaded her before dinner. Like, that is so embarrassing for
you. Who hosts a dinner and then brings this up? I'm like, so did you not go to the dinner the other night when you said, you've lost Heather Gay forever? I know. When Jen started the fights, like, what are you? Like, shut up, Heather. Shut up, Heather. Then, you can't even see anything, Heather. Walk the plank.
Walk the fucking plank. And then Meredith is like, and you know what? You accused me of calling you mentally ill, Lisa. That is disgusting to say that. And then they like flash back. And it's like, Meredith is clearly telling her she needs help. And she doesn't know what that capacity is.
But yeah. I know you need help.
A la Heather DeBro to Shannon Medore.
Should we call an ambulance? Do we need a 5150 her, Terry? You will all see the truth.
You guys, we did a good recap on that.
A year ago, if you want exactly to listen to it, it's very good. If we don't do say so ourselves.
That was a fun one.
Oh, we should have gone to Vegas this year.
So and Lisa's basically like, okay, so let's just like keep talking shit and not move forward. And then like Meredith's like, I want to move forward. It's like, you obviously don't, Meredith. And like, here's the thing. You have every right to be mad at Lisa for what she said, because it was fucked up what the rant was. But then you lost all credibility when you sided with Jen, who's a full freaking guilty criminal. And so like your moral compass is out the window. Because you siding with Jen, which is the whole thing that like you and Lisa got in a fight with about last season, because Lisa wanted you to like for you and Jen to be friends again. And
I also think it's like
this whole thing up.
I also think it's impossible for Meredith to be like a close friend to anybody. And that's why she just like has her Seth. And she's so self-absorbed. She's like, it was a tirade. And you know what? There's other things that happened. You didn't call me when my father, was dying. You canceled my makeup artist during a global pandemic.
I'm like, what? Like, makeup artist? She's like, who does that? I'm like, honestly, I don't know, because I don't have a single one. Remember Priv? Remember they kept pushing Priv on us in these Bravo shows? That's the only makeup artist I would know. Is that even in existence anymore?
Someone for a Watch What Crappens show came as a Priv artist, which was hilarious. Amazing. People are so clever.
I was with a friend the other day and we were like at the mall and we were walking through Nordstrom and we were like looking for this cologne or whatever. And he's like, looking at all these makeup things. He goes, is this what people do? Like they come to the makeup stands and like get their makeup done. I'm like, yes. If you're not privy to a makeup artist, like, yes. In high school for prom, I used to go to the MAC counter.
Right.
Like, yes, you come get your makeup done and they like do it for you for like $100. Like that's what you do.
That's
like,
what you do.
And I'm like, he's like, I just don't understand. Like you never will.
Remember, I like remember reading like a Page Six article about how like Ramona went into like a Saks Fifth Avenue and got it done before like a reunion or something. This is like so early on.
Imagine like being embarrassed that you went to go get your makeup done. Like it's not like no, but for you. She probably was like, can I try this? And then went to like the next one.
No, honestly, I think she was like, well, I bought like the two. Like I got, so if you buy the mascara and the eyeshadow, you get free makeup done. You know, like that was used to be the deal.
It's like the Clinique package. Like if you spend $75, you get the gift bag. You're like, I gotta spend $75 and get the gift bag.
Right.
What the hell is Clinique? I don't know. My mom wears it.
I love that Be Happy smell.
Oh, so good. So good. So I love that. The Clinique makeup remover. I love that. Lancome too. And Lancome in the little clear blue bottle with the white top.
Yep. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yep. Mm-hmm. Gosh.
It smells like roses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe it's like rose water. Anyway, so then Lisa's like, it was a rant. And Meredith's like, it's a tirade. And Heather's like, I can't believe that we are literally fighting over if it's a rant or a tirade. And then Heather's like, I don't want to talk about my eye, but I'd also like to talk about how my eye is a metaphor for the friendship of this table.
Like, what?
What, Heather? She's like, we weren't talking about me enough, but I don't want to talk about it. But I want to make a point here, okay? And she's like, I don't remember how it happened.
No, so then she's talking to the producer again. And they're
the credits roll. And then it's like still going, though, into dark. Like, we're going to darkness. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and she's like, I didn't say I didn't remember how it happened. And you can tell she starts getting nervous. So she starts drinking the water. And she said, I said I'm not going to talk about it. And, like, the first rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club. So, you know.
But then at the table, she's like, she basically says, look, all I'm going to say is don't answer a secret knock on the door if you don't want what happened to me. It's like, who knocked on the door? Because at that point we have footage because there's a camera there.
Yeah.
So like, what the hell is happening? And then the producer is like, okay, well, who are you trying to protect then? And she's like, pause for dramatic effect. Myself.
And you're like, yeah, because you're an alcoholic.
To be continued.
It was so good.
I mean.
It was fabulous.
I mean, look, the episode was infuriating and it took me more time to watch it. And I cannot stand Heather Gay and I will defend LB till the day I die.
Me too.
But.
I'm done. I'm done with Heather. You're done.
The reunion's going to be interesting. I'm ready for the reunion. I want some looks. And I want to sit down with Andy and Jen Shaw sentencing.
I think we can get that. I think we
need her to be sentenced. And then if she's sentenced on the 6th, I want her in the clubhouse on the 7th.
I think that's a very high possibility.
Will she be sentenced in New York?
I have no idea.
Me neither. Either way. Well,
We'll be back with Miami for next week. And don't forget Prolon FMD, and you can use code TJG. And then also
15% off
morelabs.com.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa at whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate. We hope you have just a great holiday break and get a lot of time to relax and a lot of time to spend with family, and that you get to do the things that you wanted to do. And just thank you guys all for a really great year. We love you so much.
Always been so fun. Yep. You're the best.
And we'll see you for Miami next week.
Bye. Bye.